materials we could find and took all the time we needed to make it. What other houses could do in 2 steps, we did in 4. Where they used 3 yards of cloth, we used 4. We personally inspected and passed every piece that left our shop. What didn't sell, we disposed of. We sold nothing at discount. Our prices were on the high side, of course. Industry people thought we were crazy, but our clothing became a symbol of the era, along with Peter Max, Woodstock, Twiggy, Easy Rider, and all that. We had so much fun designing clothes back then. We could do the wildest things, and our clients were right there with us. It was as if we had sprouted great big wings and could fly anywhere we liked.
Just as their business was getting into its stride, however, Nutmeg and her husband began to grow more distant. Even as they worked side by side, she would sense now and then that his heart was wandering somewhere far away. His eyes seemed to have lost that hungry gleam they once had. The violent streak that used to make him throw things now almost never surfaced. Instead, she would often find him staring off into space as if deep in thought. The two of them hardly ever talked outside the workplace, and the nights when he did not come home at all grew in number. Nutmeg sensed that he had several women in his life now, but this was not a source of pain for her. She thought of it as inevitable, because they had long since ceased having physical relations, mainly because Nutmeg had lost the desire for sex. It was late in 1975, when Nutmeg was 40 and Cinnamon 11, that her husband was killed. His body was found in an Akasaka hotel room, slashed to bits. The maid found him when she used her pass key to enter the room for cleaning at 11 in the morning. The lavatory looked as if it had been the site of a bloodbath. The body itself had been virtually drained dry, and it was missing its heart and stomach and liver and both kidneys and pancreas, as if whoever had killed him had cut those organs out and taken them somewhere in plastic bags or some such containers. The head had been severed from the torso, and placed on the lid of the toilet, facing outward, the face chopped to mincemeat. The killer had apparently cut off and chopped up the head first, then set about collecting the organs. To cut the organs out of a human being must have taken some exceptionally sharp implements and considerable technical skill. Several ribs had to be cut through with a saw, a time-consuming and bloody operation. Nor was it clear why anyone would have gone to so much trouble. Taken up with the holiday rush, the clerk at the front desk recalled only that Nutmeg's husband had checked into his 12th-floor room at 10 o'clock the previous night with a woman, a pretty woman, perhaps 30 years of age, wearing a red overcoat and not particularly tall. She had been carrying nothing more than a small purse. The bed showed signs of sexual activity. The hair and fluid recovered from the sheets were his pubic hair and semen. The room was full of fingerprints, but too many to be of use in the investigation. His small leather suitcase held only a change of underwear, a few toilet articles, a folder holding some work-related documents, and one magazine. More than 100,000 yen in cash and several credit cards remained in his wallet. But a notebook that he should have had was missing. There were no signs of a struggle in the room. The police investigated all his known associates, but could not come up with a woman who fit the hotel clerk's description. The few women they did find had no cause for deep-seated hatred or jealousy, and all had solid alibis. There were a good number of people who disliked him in the fashion world, not a world known for its warm, friendly atmosphere, but none who seemed to have hated him enough to kill him. And no one who would have had the technical training to cut 6 organs out of his body. The murder of a well-known fashion designer was, of course, widely reported in the press, and with some sensationalism, but the police used a number of technicalities to suppress the information about the taking of the organs in order to avoid the glare of publicity that would surround such a bizarre murder case. The prestigious hotel seems also to have exerted some pressure to keep its association with the affair to a minimum. Little more was released than the fact that he had been stabbed to death in one of their rooms. Rumors circulated for a while that there had been something abnormal involved, but nothing more specific ever emerged. The police conducted a massive investigation, but the killer was never caught, nor was a motive established.
That hotel room is probably still sealed,
said Nutmeg.